What's up, everybody? Nathan here with another video. And in this video, I'm going to talk about the most important thing in marketing, which is how people perceive you. In an earlier video, I talked about how to target your audience. The fact that you don't want your marketing to be too broad or too wide because nobody's gonna listen. If you really want people to listen and hear your message, then you're really gonna have to target a specific audience or target a segment of an audience and focus on them. There's another side of the coin to this. So we already talked about how to target your specific audience. That's one side of the coin. The opposite side of the coin is just as important, which is, when people come to your business or see your service or view you, how do they perceive you? What impression do they get when they first interact with your business? That's really what's gonna set it off. The reason that's the other side of the coin is because, yes, you're targeting your market over here, but on the opposite side, you set yourself up so that when they see what you have to offer, everything matches and it makes sense. And what you said in your marketing just really matches how you're portraying yourself. You know, I often ask myself, how come there are other freelancers out there who are doing the same type of work that I'm doing, producing the same results that I'm doing? However, they're making way more income than I am. They're viewed as experts and they're more well-respected by their clients, and they just overall get better clients than what I get. I often ask myself, am I doing something wrong? And the fact was, yes, I was doing something wrong. The reason they were getting better clients, more income, and just overall more well-respected is because their positioning was better than what mine was. I necessarily didn't have any type of positioning. I just kind of put myself out there, showed what my skills were, and I just let people come to me as they will. But that's not the type of thing to do if you want to attract the right type of client. So of course, here's a story about that. I remember working with a client and then they told me the needs of what they had for their website. So I took the time, listened to them, got their needs, and I knew I could work the job as it should be done. Now, I also knew that the client had a limited budget. However, I wanted to pour my best effort into what they were asking for because I wanted to make sure to make the client happy, but I also wanted to make sure that this could be something I can show off in my portfolio and it can help lead to future work. I worked on the website, produced it, got everything finished and submitted it to the client, and they were blown away and proud of the work that I did. Not only did I do a website, I also took care of the logo, also made some flyers, also made some banners. I did a lot of branding for them as well. So overall, they were impressed with the work I did. Just to be 100% honest and transparent, I charged about $2,000 for that job. That included a website, logo, flyers, everything. A lot of the branding that they had, I came up with that as well. All of it was all inclusive and it was a little over $2,000. Now I started to wonder, what could I really gotten if I charged for that project what I really wanted to, instead of trying to give the client a deal just so that I can get something in my portfolio. So I did two things. One, I called an agency, and two, I called just another freelance individual and asked them simply, hey, there's this website out there. What would you charge to make a website like this? Now I was referring to the site I built. They didn't know I built it, but I was referring to the one that I did. The freelancer told me, well, for a website like this, I would start it at $5,000. No less than $5,000. This would be $5,000, and based on the details, we'll go from there. Okay. Then I called the agency and I asked the agency, for a website like this, what would you charge? They came back to me and said this. For that type of website, it's going to be about $8,000. But there's going to be a monthly fee for hosting and support at $200 a month. So at the end of the year, it's just a little over $10,000. So let's look at that again. For everything that I did, I charged $2,000. The other freelancer said no less than five, and the agency said it's going to be about $10,000. They're not necessarily overpricing. What happened was I left money on the table because I was not positioning myself the right way. Instead, because I had no positioning, I was letting my clients look at me and determine the perceptions they had of me. Positioning is all about the perception you're making in your target audience's mind. Not only that, but it's also the reality of what they're gonna see. Because perception is reality. And in my case, because I had no positioning, I was letting my target audience, or any audience for that matter, determine their own perceptions of me. People will always put you in a box. At the least, you need to have control over presenting what type of box they're gonna put you in. Because I failed to do positioning in my own business, people put me in their own box, and this is the box that they placed me in. They placed me in the box that if you go to Nathan, you're gonna get top quality for a low price. He'll give you his best work for a low price. One problem with that is I'm still putting in the same effort. There's nothing wrong if you want to offer people top quality for a low price. However, for me, that's not the direction I wanted to move my business towards. I definitely wanted to produce top quality, but I also believe it should be a win-win for everybody. The fact that my top quality should probably be for top clients or for top pricing. That's the direction I wanted to move towards. So a failure to position would just subject you to everybody else's opinions or their own thoughts of what you should do. So you may be asking yourself, Nathan, that was a great story and I learned a little bit, but what can I really take from it? Well, here it is, plain and simple. Here are the takeaways from the story I just gave. You want to know your value. So in other words, I knew I was producing good work and I knew it was for my portfolio and I was trying to build it up. However, I didn't know how valuable it was. It took the fact that I spoke with an agency as well as another freelancer to find out what that was. So if you can, get in a community of other people that are doing similar work to you and just find out what is your value? Where do you stack up? You can go on Dribbble, you can go on Behance, you can go to different areas to see what type of work are you producing in comparison to those who are already out there. You may find that you produce the same work, if not better, than your competition that's out there. Another thing to take away from the story is simply don't just list your skills and what you're good at. In the past, that's what I did. I just said, hey, I'm Nathan. I know a lot about web design. Look at all that I know. That's the wrong type of approach to have. You're gonna have to communicate in an accurate way the value that you produce for clients and the fact that you actually produce results for those clients. This all has to do with positioning. You want to show that you're a problem solver, and no matter what problem they bring to you, you can present the solution. Now, piggybacking on the point that you're the solution, you also want to show that you're irreplaceable, that you want people to come to you for that one specific thing, and you are the answer. You can't be easily traded out for somebody else. If you're a designer, maybe you design things a certain way. If you're a photographer, the way you edit your photos and the lighting and also what you do in post-production is just amazing. You want to show that you're irreplaceable. The fact that if they don't get with you now, if they don't book with you now, then they go to someone else, they're missing out on the individual uniqueness and qualities that you have to bring. As I mentioned earlier, positioning all has to do with the first impression. So when people first interact with you and you're supposed to be a professional, do you act professional? If you're saying, I'm a web designer, I do top quality work, how does your own website look? Is it up to par? Is it the type of quality that you want to show that you can produce? Or did you just ragtag throw it together because you were in a rush? You want to show that every step of the process that you have quality and that you care, so that when people come to you, you really don't have to show you're a professional because it's already been seen and their first impression of you is, this person's serious. If you're anything like me, you may be in the process of repositioning. You may be in the process of simply saying, you know what? I was subjecting myself to other people's interpretations. Let me set that standard for them. So it's not too late to reposition your business if you so see fit. It's most definitely possible. It can prove difficult, but it is possible. It just takes consistency and you understanding what it is you have to offer, and making sure you don't compromise and you hold yourself to a higher level standard, and you can prove it by the work that you produce, the customer service that you give, and also at the end of the day, the results that you produce for the clients that come to you. If I had to sum up this entire episode in a few words, it'd simply be this. Positioning is all about perception, and perception is reality. You are gonna have to create what that reality is in the market that you're targeting. If you're unsure of it, go and find the most top tier experts in your specific area, whether it's marketing, whether it's designer, whether it's web design, web development, photography, it doesn't matter what it is. Go and find the top tier talent in that specific area and just observe what they're doing. Chances are they made themselves an authoritative expert and they made sure to show people their expertise. You can do the same thing. Thank you for taking the time to check out this particular video and listening to my story. As always, there are show notes for this particular episode. Check that out on my website or go to this shortcut link that's right here. It'll take you directly to those notes so you can see a little more detail behind the story that I told, but also specific tips on how you can position your business better and you do a better job than what I did. I've been getting some good feedback about the show. Definitely thank you for taking the time to do that and checking out this show. You can find me on many places, YouTube, iTunes. If you want to ask me a question on Twitter, go ahead and hit hashtag freelance jumpstart. I'll see that particular question and I'll work your question into the show and even make a video about it. Also, I do have a Facebook page. Many people don't know that. I am on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNathanAlote. Check that out, like the page. Sometimes I put up exclusive content there and I also interact with the community on Facebook. So until the next episode, I will catch you in the next one. See ya.